How many of the 40 shades of green are familiar to an AI? What shade of sash might it imagine my father wore? What will it display of the gamut of the rare owl times? Our correspondent Jennifer Walsh recently leafed through one of John Breslin and Sarah Ann Buckley's best-selling compilations of colourised photos of the country's past, Old Ireland in Colour, an activity which inevitably brings attention to the nature of knowing and remembering. This is Jennifer Walsh's Things Know Things.
In the 1980s, my aunt took some photographs of my grandmother and great-grandmother to be copied professionally. There were precious few photos of these women, all in black and white, a little dog-eared and very much beloved. The photography studio offered my aunt the option to have the photos colourised, and she jumped at the chance. When she brought the prints home, we saw that the colorization involved someone at the photography studio making crude guesses, painting a flush on my grandmother's cheeks, a layer of pink lipstick on her lips. Grandma's blouse now appeared to be blue. The backdrop she stood against was yellow. My aunt was pleased, but as a child, I found these photos disturbing. How could the photographer possibly know what the correct colors were? My elderly female relatives rarely wore lipstick, and when they did, it was orange, never pink. My aunt hung both the black and white and the colorized photos side by side on the wall, and I would compare them over and over, wondering at the gap between what I regarded as the true olden days world of black and white and the uncanny modern guess at color. I thought of these pictures recently, as I spent many hours looking through the photos in John Breslin and Sarah Ann Buckley's Old Ireland in Colour books. You may well have seen some of the photos from this project floating around the web. Pictures dating from the 1840s through to the 1960s of Aran Islanders fishing, Free State generals, women lugging turf on Ackle, etc. The real pull, though, is not the thoughtful curation. It's that the photos have been colorized using an AI-powered platform called Deoldify. The photos included in Old Ireland in Color provide a fascinating look at Irish life, and the colorization serves to instantly make the photos feel more vivid, to highlight details you might otherwise miss. The blue of the tram navigating the rubble of O'Connell Street after the 1916 rising. The lavender stone in W.B. Yeats's Ring. The mustard grey and red of women's shawls. The 1930s streets turned loud and garish. Now the advertisements jump out at you in colour. It's not just AI. Research plays a role too, with Breslin and Buckley explaining that where appropriate, they corrected certain colours. For example, Deoldify rendered Constance Markovich's uniform navy and purple when the historical record notes that it was bottle green. Tom Crean's Arran jumpers were rendered in lilac, which wouldn't look out of place in fashion now, but was certainly not the case at the time. Most notable for me, though, was that the network's choices do not occur in the service of unfiltered realism. They create an aesthetic. Old Ireland in Colour is meticulously researched, but it is not neutral in a colour-grading sense. The pictures have a distinctive palette. They give the impression of a past where everything is muted, soft, full of earth tones. So much heather, lavender, rifle green, olive drab, so much dusty mauve, ecru, taupe. The skin of the people depicted is often peachy, creamy. The tans on the oarsmen of the Waterford Boat Club look sunnily Californian. It seems the complementary colour palette to John Hine's oversaturated, psychedelic view of Ireland. Old Ireland in Colour is a great feat of technology and research and has, understandably, brought a lot of people joy. But I find myself asking new versions of the questions I asked of grandma's photos as a child. What am I looking at when I look at these pictures? What choices am I witnessing? Am I seeing Peg Sayers or an early 20th century eviction or the smiles of children on the baskets with fresh eyes? Or am I seeing the dream that technology can somehow give us back the past, can wipe away the years and loss and make the dead feel alive, make grandma look young again? Am I seeing the colorization that makes that dream visible and the knowledge that the wrong color lipstick will always be worth it?
Jennifer Walsh's Things Know Things there, and as I've been known to mention, all of Jennifer's previous essays exploring the ways in which AI is seeping into our world are available via podcast. Just follow Culturefile on your favourite podcast app.